This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition week to late spring. It's the full moon week of the swarming termite moon and the first full week of the sun in Taurus. And when the sun comes into Taurus, then it's late spring almost everywhere along the 40th parallel. Even though the chill of the full swarming termite moon increases the likelihood of frost, chances for a high above 70 degrees are now 50-50 or better for the first time this year all across the nation's midsection. The season of late spring usually has about 5 gentle cool fronts that occur from the end of April until the end of May. Most spring woodland flowers complete their bloom during this time, and almost all the trees leaf out. Gardeners sow tender flowers and vegetables, and farmers put in all the corn and soybeans and prepare for the first cut of hay. The day's length grows until it surpasses 14 hours. In late spring, the time of flowering fruit trees slowly comes to a close, and the great dandelion bloom of middle spring turns to gray and fragile seeds just as the dogwoods open. Local bamboo stalks have reached at least 3 feet tall, and peony buds are as big around as pennies. All the gold has disappeared from middle spring's forsythia, and daisies bud and ferns unravel. The 6-petal white star of Bethlehem says it's May in the city, and the 4-petaled pink and purple sweet rockets tell the time of year throughout the pastures. Baltimore Orioles start to appear when the lilies of the valley have their bells and the first bright yellow crestleaf groundsel is opening in wetlands. Rhubarb pies are growing everywhere as the first strawberry flowers and as Virginia creepers get their shiny new leaves and as azaleas brighten and as honeysuckle leaves turn the undergrowth deep May green. Scarlet tanagers arrive in the woods when meadow parsnip, wood betony, honeysuckle, buckeye, and red horse chestnut flower. Late spring arrives when the first indigo bunting reaches the Midwest, and early season iris plants blossom. Just as admiral butterflies hatch and field grasses are long enough to ripple in the wind, when antlers of white-tailed deer begin to grow, and all the major garden weeds are sprouting. When ducklings and goslings are born and warblers swarm north. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first full week of late spring. In the meantime, now that the sun is in Taurus, look for rhubarb pies and for farmers planting corn and soybeans in the fields and for grasses rippling by the roadsides. And if you'd like to follow May each day, check out my daybook for May on Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.